Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hello and welcome to the Dork Forest. Let's try to knock this intro out in less than 4 freaking minutes. I'm Jackie Cation, JackieCation.com, DorkForest.com. Those are the websites. Let's do the credits. Mike Rickberg sang and composed the song you just heard. He'll sing again his words to the Mexican hat dance at the end of the program. Sarah Cohen sings with him. Patrick Brady's going to fix this audio. Vilmos does my website, JackieCation.com. There are many ways to support the show. Basic one, PayPal button. You click on it, you send me some money. Good for you. There's also, you can Venmo me at Jackie@JackieCation.com. You can use the Amazon banner. There's a link on JackieCation.com and DorkForest.com that sends you to Amazon. You just order like normal. Doesn't cost you extra. It's just a way to support the show. Another way is to get merch. JackieCation.com has a merch page. A lot of Dork Forest stuff. A lot of stand-up comedy stuff. Also on the website, stand-up comedy calendar tells you where I'm going to be. This week, I'm going to Waukegan, Illinois with Maria Bamford on Saturday, April 7th. So this goes up the 3rd. So I'll be in Waukegan, Illinois on Saturday, April 7th. Feel free to come and find me there. There's premium episodes. The premium episodes are at thedorkforest.bandcamp.com, and they cost $2 a pop. The YouTube page is hopping. There's a YouTube page that has essentially the teaser clips and the full episodes now. And if you can't get iTunes or whatever at work, you can listen to the show in the background on YouTube. Let's get into the show. Hey, it's Jackie Cation. I'm on the Joko Cruise. But get this, I'm with Jean Grey, you guys. Jean Grey, welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm very happy to be doing this. We're on a boat
outside of Cabo San Lucas, where a golden opportunity for ashtrays and sombreros awaits me this day.
And yelling.
You think there's going to be yelling?
I think there might. There's always a woo.
there's always a woo.
There's always a woo.
Jean Grey is a musician, you guys, and it's at Jean Greasy. That's right, JEANGREASY.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows about the X-Men, so calm down.
Yeah, tell me.
Don't tell me. So March 30th, you have a new album out called Everything's Fine with Quelle.
Yes.
And so people could follow you on Twitter and find out more about that.
Yes.
And then, or they could just...
They can Google it. They can type it into a search engine.
Google. How do you spell... Oh, interesting.
That's a G-F...
Oh, interesting. Good.
I don't know. Type in Google how to spell Google.
Right. Yeah. Look up how to spell Google.
Look it up.
Everything's Fine, March 30th. And Jean Grey, G-R-A-E, is how Grey is spelled. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Let us discuss how loud the people are that are cleaning this cruise ship are.
Oh, that was fantastic.
That was perfect timing.
Let us discuss. We're just going to talk about the sound of ice pouring.
Exactly.
45 minutes.
Exactly. Ice. So talk to me briefly about...
Yeah.
You. I asked what you wanted to dork out about, and you said... IKEA.
I said IKEA.
Why? What's happening? What's happening about a large...
It's such a nice friend question.
Yes.
Like when you know a friend is having a problem and you sit them down and you're like, listen, man, what's happening with that? How are you? How are you?
And why are you willing to carry a large blue bag?
Why are you doing that?
Following arrows on the ground.
Well, let me say that I almost threw out all the blue bags in the house.
Oh.
I feel like we had gotten to eight or nine of them. And then there had to be a section made. Thankfully, in New York, we have an extra closet, which I've never had.
Have an extra closet in New York?
We have an extra closet.
Wow, things are going well, Jean Grey.
Things are going pretty well. That's mm-hmm, how you mm-hmm. know you're doing well. And we put, when ice is pouring and you've got an extra closet, things are going well. And so we just put our cleaning products in there and like toilet paper and paper towels. But we had to make a section strictly for the piling up of IKEA bags that was happening.
Oh, interesting.
Because you can't store them under the sink. They're too large.
They're too big. Right. And even if you rolled them up small.
It's still too big.
There's not a New York apartment in the world that's big enough for under the sink IKEA bag storage.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So let us have a small moment while Andy Ashcraft. Matter of fact, it's
let
kind
us have
of
a long moment.
Let's have a long moment. Excellent.
Yes.
My ad. We're about to do an ad. This week, the ad is for Secret deodorant. There's a new active deodorant for women made by Secret. Remember the old ad for Secret? It was strong enough for a man, but made for a woman. Well, Secret is still making deodorant for women. But this one's called Secret Active, and it's activated by activity. Yes, activated by activity. So it's designed to work when you're moving around a lot, or in my case, when I'm sweating a lot, which is when I'm telling jokes on stage. So it could be fitness. It works perfectly fine. What I like about it is that I looked at the ingredients. They are very simple ingredients. This thing is activated by moving around a lot. It could be working out, but it doesn't have to be. Most of us are moving around during the day at some point to do something. And it's designed with long-lasting scents, which provide sort of a constant reassurance that it's working. So you smell good when you are moving around. So you could pick some up today at your local retailer. You can go to secret.com to get more information about Secret. Now, let's get back into the show. It's days later, Rangers.
We're all dead.
we have left the town of La Paz. Cabo, Loretto, mm-hmm. La Paz. We're heading back to San Diego. Still talking to Jean Grey.
Yep.
Still the same episode. Last we heard, you were storing IKEA bags in an unused.
That's what everyone says to me when they see me after a long time. Last we heard, you were storing IKEA bags.
Yes,
in your
please.
Extra closet. What have you been up to? And I'm like, still the same.
What do you think of the arrows on the floor? We're going right to it. I'm jumping right in.
I don't know. It doesn't help.
It doesn't help.
It never helps. You have to. Okay, I used to have a plan. When I had for 5 solid years, I had a good plan.
Wow.
And my plan was make a to-go drink at home.
Okay.
Pack
a lunch.
Eat lunch there.
Oh, right, because they have the thing.
They have the terrible thing, which is also one of those things. Like we're on a boat, and like there's things you would eat on this boat that you would never put in your mouth. Just put in your mouth and hold in your mouth. there's a lot of stuff I would never do. But that are happening here. And IKEA is the same way.
Okay.
You're like, if someone gave me this at their home, I would throw it on the floor and be like, what's wrong with you? You need some help.
Right.
Why are you doing this?
And yet, when introduced,
I look forward to it. I look forward to those stupid meatballs and their stupid lingonberry
sauce.
Let's
do the plan. To-go cup.
So I'm there, and I wait until about an hour and a half in to take my second big gulp to calm me down.
Okay.
But my plan was to be okay to make sure that I could make it through all of the rooms. So don't do any shortcuts.
Oh.
Don't do any of that. Kind of a challenge to myself. And let me tell you, this plan didn't work. Any single time
ever
that I went
5 years.
And any time. By hour two is when my nervous breakdown would start.
See, yeah, this is a commitment. You're spending 2 hours at an IKEA. You're starting.
No, this is hour two. I'm there for at least 5 hours or so.
5 hours.
Four to five hours.
Day of the week. What day of the week are you going to an IKEA?
This is the only good thing.
Okay.
That I can be there any day of the week. So, of course, not the weekend.
Not a weekend.
That would be insane.
That would be a death knell.
Yeah. I think that was the first time I went to IKEA. And it was on a Sunday. And I watched marriages fall apart. I watched... Children were murdered.
Right.
I was like, okay, so not here.
On a Sunday. Right after church, let's go kill each other.
Yeah.
At IKEA is what people think.
And you can see it on their faces.
Yeah.
You see that they know. And like sometimes, and you can tell like who's in new relationships because they look so excited.
They're like, let's
and they're like,
go
what
to
about
IKEA?
This, babe? You like this pillow, babe? And it's like, I don't know. Like, whatever you like, babe. And
she's like, okay, let's get the pillow. It's going to be so great. It's the first apartment together.
And you just want to kill them.
Yeah.
But I love all of it. I love anything that's like making home, any of the the tools to be like, I can take these things.
This will make a cozy space.
This will make a cozy space. And then I got into the idea of IKEA hacks.
What?
Which is a huge thing, which is you buy, you know, all of these IKEA pieces that just look like stupid IKEA pieces.
Right.
And then you transform them yourselves. So, you know, you take off.
You craft.
You craft.
Around IKEA items.
Yes. And so then that became my big deal.
What is an example of an item purchased at IKEA, repurposed in your own home?
Oh, the Vitzjo? The Vitzjo?
Okay.
So it's like a laptop table.
Okay.
So it's just a metal at the bottom, and then it's got a glass top. So take the glass top off, and it's $15.
Okay.
So take the glass top off, gold spray paint the bottom metal.
Of the metal.
And go to Home Depot.
Yeah.
Measure out a piece of wood, stained it, lacquered it, put that on the top. Very expensive looking table. I love them.
Here's another introduction to a large store where no help is available.
Listen.
Home Depot.
Listen. I have been to, and I also love Home Depot.
Right.
And I used to also have to pack a to-go beverage for there because it is the Brooklyn location.
Okay.
My God.
There's no help in
either
of those.
The absence of God. The absence of God is, the only way I can describe it.
It is a proof that there is no God.
Yes, it is.
The fact that those two stores exist.
And so many people work there.
So many.
But clearly, nobody works there.
Nobody works there.
No one can help you.
And so you go, it's sort of like space.
It is like space.
You're an
floating.
Explorer.
You're exploring and
you
floating.
You walk into a place.
Yeah.
Where things are on shelves.
Can you hear how my voice has gotten?
Yes. This celebration
is an experience.
This is a self. This is. It's like a. It's like a self-realization or an actualization or a self-reliance that I've never. I think of
you
myself.
You watch people. Sometimes you'll go down an aisle and you just see that someone's kind of. Oh, my favorite is going by because I'm in the getting weight to get lumber cut aisle a long time because they never come
because they're not there.
They never come. My phone has died at Home Depot 95% of the time, and I have to call my fiance and he's like, "Are you okay in there?" I'm like, "I'm okay, babe."
Does he come?
I don't like anyone to go with me.
Oh,
I
like to do this solo.
I like solo Home Depot.
IKEA?
I kind of can't because it's the getting there and the getting back that's a little difficult.
It's a project.
But I pull it off.
Okay.
And it depends on how many things I'm going to get and whether or not I can get an Uber XL back.
Because you need the big Uber.
Because you need the big one, or I'm going to let them just mouth fuck me with the price of a cab.
Right.
Because they make it very difficult.
IKEA or the cab?
The IKEA cab station.
There's an IKEA cab
station
in Brooklyn.
There's an IKEA cab station in Brooklyn. Because there has to be.
Right.
Because
they know.
Yeah. They know. They know you don't have a car.
They've got to deal with the devil.
They know you don't have a car.
And that devil is some sort of cab company with larger vehicles.
Yes.
And so it's more expensive.
It's more expensive.
Right.
So I'm like, well, Bed-Stuy, which is, you know, it should be like a $20 ride. And they're like, okay, $950.
Right.
And I'm like, okay.
I kind of want this couch.
Yeah.
So I have been to IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in. I'm already overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I follow. I like.
You like the arrows.
I like. I follow the arrows, but I get lost on numbered grid streets. I get lost on the Upper West Side. I'm like, which way is down? And people look at me and go, down what?
Down.
Down avenue? Down street. It's which way do the numbers go down?
Down.
And then someone points, and then I go that way.
Yeah.
Or I go the other way because I've tricked them because I really want to go up.
Do you ever do that? I do that a lot.
Go up?
With directions.
Just, you're like.
Like just ask someone, and then just go the other way.
Which way's the sun? No, I'm going to go the other way. I'm looking. And so, because I don't, I literally, there's a magnet in my brain next to the compass also in my brain. So I have no sense of direction. And so I get lost all the time. So walking into an IKEA feels like that movie Open Water. I might as well be trapped in the middle of the ocean. But I like stuff.
Yeah.
I like Target.
Oh.
Do you love a Target?
Listen.
Shiny plastic items. I'm on fire.
Target just came. Well, last year they came out with that Project 62 collection.
Project 62?
62.
What is that? Clothes?
No.
Home furnishings.
Home shit.
Home crap.
And they came out with so many things, and I was like, this is exactly what I'm into right now. And then I was like, maybe you're not as original and cool as you think you are. Because look, here it is in mass production. All right. of these ideas that you were like, this would look great in the home.
Right.
And now they're like, yeah, you're just like everyone else.
It's going to be $11.99. Please.
And you know what? Yep, you got it. You got my $11.99. IKEA, you listen, when you come out with all your dark green things, I'm like, yeah, let's do this for this season. Dark greens and goals and moody rooms, I'm into that.
Dark green's one of my favorite colors.
It's beautiful.
A hunter
green.
That's one of my favorite colors, yes.
Hunter green with pops of gold and cream and textures.
Do you see these pillows?
Yeah.
What do you think of a loose pillow on a couch? Are you a pro?
This is, I think, the first year I've really gotten into pillows in general. So I have, we've got very large pillows on our couch, like big, big, fuzzy, furry, overstuffed pillows.
Oh, with like a chenille kind of
no,
fuzz?
Very like a rich faux fur.
Oh, very
and
nice.
But we also have them because we have a Turkish Angora cat.
So why not?
So we basically have to furnish our home so it looks like a giant cat.
Right.
And there are times where we have lost the cat on the couch.
Because it's three pillows.
Because he just blends right
in. It's three pillows then.
But I appreciate a larger pillow.
Okay.
And then maybe a smaller neck pillow somewhere.
Yeah.
But the other loose pillows on the couch make it very difficult. Because when you're on the couch, you're like, I don't want this. I don't want this anymore.
I want to sit.
And then I've just learned the correct pillows for the bed.
Okay.
This is my new thing, so I'm very into that now.
So, a sort of accent pillows on a made bed.
Yeah, I did not know that there was such thing as the Eurosham, which is larger. The larger pillows that kind of go in the back. And when you're looking at a bed, and when they do bed staging, and then you get home and you're like, why doesn't it look like the picture? And you're like, I didn't know about, you didn't notice the Eurosham's.
I got a couple of words that are pulling me out of the moment.
Yeah.
Bed staging. And Euro.
Bed dressing and Eurosham's. Sham.
Now, see how here in my Joe Cocker's room, there's this little pink thing on the bottom.
Yes.
Is that a sham?
This is a bed skirt.
Bed skirt.
And
that's right.
Also, we have just purchased our first bed skirt. I wanted to get an 18-inch bed frame because I wanted to put things underneath it. And
yeah,
I also wanted to be able to get underneath it in case of emergencies.
I love an escape plan where everyone's going to look, by the way.
I get that, but I'll be ready.
You'll be under there.
I'll be ready.
With a pokey stick or something.
With a pokey stick.
You'd be like, nope.
That's what it's a podcast, so I was just holding my hand in a backward shanking position.
Right. In what I consider a pokey stick.
A pokey stick.
Yeah. We have a tall bed.
Yeah.
Because Andy Ashcraft is a comic book guy.
Yeah.
And he bought the frame specifically so that comic book boxes
go
could fit
underneath.
Yes.
Yes.
So a lot of long boxes.
Yes.
And we have thousands of comic books. When we moved in together, the comic book boxes kept coming in, and he saw my eyes just get super big, and he's like, you won't even see him. You won't even see him.
He's like, listen, I got a plan. It's a beautiful plan.
It isn't a bad plan.
Get a high bed.
It's gone a little bit. since I started reading them, our comic book consumption has not doubled, but it has gone up.
It's a beautiful thing.
And it's just, we have too many comics.
Can I ask you where you got your, because it is very difficult and expensive to find a bed skirt, I found out. You cannot just go to Target or
IKEA. We don't
IKEA.
Have a bed skirt, but I'm kind of interested in hiding the boxes
and
at some point.
So I assume you have an 18-inch drop.
Yeah, it's a tall...
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, literally, I have to climb onto the bed.
I assume it's an 18. I spent a lot of time looking for it in my other favorite marketplace, Amazon.
Oh, there you go. Do you enjoy? Are you a Prime member? Do you get the free?
Of course I am.
Of course you are. It's $100. It's almost like you've paid for shipping before.
I complain a lot because stuff doesn't get there on time. And I'm like, right. Well, some of this is, like, super important. Like, it matters what day it gets there. Mm-hmm. So they keep extending my Prime membership, like, months and months. I'm like,
so you haven't paid in a while?
No.
Nice work. Okay, so I'm in IKEA. My favorite thing about IKEA, I will say this, that makes me laugh about IKEA, are the fake TVs and computers. The cardboard.
They're very good.
There's a staging situation that's happening
that
makes me kind of want to sit on a moderately comfortable couch and watch a pretend television.
Moderately comfortable for what you know is going to be about a month.
Right.
About a month.
And then it just falls, it splinters. You feel like...
Yeah, they've got. I think I've gotten a lot more into the staging, the room staging.
Yeah,
because I would kind of just breeze through before and be like, I know the things I want to get. Now I know the shortcuts, so I don't follow the arrows.
Right,
and then I go to the rooms I want to, and I'm like, what can I figure out from this room?
What are the things that are good to get at IKEA?
Basics. Like
kitchen kind of basics.
Like your dishes and your
glassware
is amazingly cheap. Your dish towels, those wonderful 79-cent jams.
Oh, throw rugs. Uh huh.
But
like full on, like you would have to do something like what you talked about. I do not know the Swedish word for
Davidsjö.
Yes, for whatever this desk is.
Yeah, and so
but you had to turn that into a project.
You got to turn it into a project. We bought the Malm dresser,
not the Malm.
The Malm
is there an MALM?
MALM,
but an umlaut or something over it.
No umlaut. No but umlaut. I'm hacking.
Yeah,
And you know, bought different handles to put on it, and bought legs for it, and then had to learn about how to paint IKEA furniture. Very big deal. You can't just paint over it because it's laminate; it'll roll right off.
Oh, right, because it's all plasticky.
It's all plasticky. So you've got to sand the whole thing down, and then you have to buy a special primer.
Right.
Hours and hours of research into this.
and then you
buy a primer, and then you paint, and then you sand it down again.
Right. You're going to be great after the zombie apocalypse, because
I'm very handy.
You will have handy tools.
Yeah.
Me, I'm
all fashioned out of IKEA bits, ends, and pieces.
There will be flotsam and jetsam. And you will build furniture in the new world.
I really enjoy
doing
it. You could.
And then, you enjoy the project part of it.
Yes. And then taking extra pieces and then creating other things out of that. Be like, I got some leftover like shelf bits. We're not going to use it. And so I'm going to build myself this very slim vanity. And I did that. And then I took, you know, like glass tops from other pieces and then put it on that. And I'm like, this is fantastic.
Yes. Shelf bits.
Shelf bits.
Please write a how-to book called Shelf Bits.
I like crafting. And sometimes IKEA takes away. I think that's where I was when I first went there, that I was like, hey, you're going there, you're getting the thing, and that's it. And I'm like, no, there's got to be. I bet that people are making all these things. So our next project,
personalizing.
Yeah, our next project is built-ins.
Oh, like bookshelves.
Built-in bookshelves done
with
Billy bookcases.
Okay.
And then, you know, of course, got to go back to Home Depot.
Got to go back to Home Depot to fill out the hardware and possibly some
tired
extra wood.
Right now.
It's exhausting.
So sad.
Right. Andy Ashcraft is also kind of crafty.
Yeah.
In the way that he knows how to use things. Glue guns, your saws, these type of items.
Wonderful.
I don't have any of that.
No.
There was as a child, the mantra of my father's, well, I don't have the right tools. We're going to have to hire someone. Yeah. And so there was some discussion of him buying the right tools, and mm-hmm. then him going, yeah, no, it'd be more expensive to buy the right tools.
We'll just call someone.
And then he would, and then we would live in squalor. But it would be like the delay on that.
I like all of that.
You like to do all that.
I like purchasing tools. I like having like a toolbox and drills and an orbital sander.
Okay,
comes in very handy.
Orbital sander.
Yeah.
What is does it circle?
It does, and we brought that because
you brought it on the boat.
No, we brought our orbital sander. No,
so that you could somehow adjust your cabin.
So we could adjust the things in the room, so I could have it the way I wanted. No, we bought them because we were looking for benches for our table, so we got the benches from IKEA.
Okay,
but laminate. So we had to sand it completely off.
Right,
and then I beat the shit out of them to make them look old.
Distress
them. Just take everything in the house and just bang them the fuck up. And then stained them. And unfortunately, we did that 24 hours before Thanksgiving.
Oh, shoot.
And
then had people over?
The day came, and we were about to feed about 11 or 12 people, mm-hmm. and the benches were not dry. So it was the late night of, and we were like, what are we going to do? We cannot have the, like, sit. And he's
at
like, we
floor?
Could just, and you know, God, listen, we could just sit around the floor. I was like, we will have Thanksgiving dinner at this table. I have a centerpiece. I have bought a runner. I've got candles. Runner.
Right. There is fake gourds. Things are happening.
Listen. And so we started looking up. It was about 11 o'clock mm-hmm. at night. And I was
before Thanksgiving. So the
night
Wednesday.
Before Thanksgiving. Yeah. And he was like, it says Target is open. And so we ran to Target and bought a shit ton of cheap chairs.
Foldable chairs. That was not where I thought you were going to go. Here's what I thought. Hair dryer.
We bought a hair dryer.
It
wasn't going to work because, okay. So we couldn't do it inside because we have our cat.
Right.
And our cat can't brush up against this because he'd be brown forever.
He is right.
And so we have to do it outside, and it's cold outside, so it's not really helping.
Right, because you live in winter.
We live in winter.
Right.
And there's nowhere to plug in. Like, we can't be out there at, like, midnight with
right.
a hair dryer.
Yeah.
Because people are sleeping, man.
People have lives to lead. Yeah.
So, yeah. And of course, I was so sad because I'm like, you know, I had planned it.
This was going
to
be the perfect bench for people to
yes.
sit at.
And people are going to be like, look at these beautiful benches.
They were going to say that. Now, as much as I love what's been described here,
yeah.
I got to sit with a back. So a bench, no back, right?
Yeah.
Open
no.
bench.
It's good.
It is?
It's good. It's more comfortable
than I'm picturing.
They're wider benches.
Oh.
There's a good
Possibly
solid
a...
table to lean on.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's, no. No, it's
now,
good.
Okay. Now here, let's go back a little bit with yeah. the repurposing of the sanding.
Yeah.
Is it a large sander? Like, because if you have to sand a big item, it's going to mm-hmm. take hours, right?
Yeah, it just takes hours.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, noted.
It takes a long time.
Do you buy stain? Like, people talk about staining things.
Yeah, I have so many stains.
You go to Home Depot. You go to a hardware store.
I go to a hardware store.
You
or
buy
I go to Home
stain.
Depot. Yeah,
it's called stain.
Yes.
Different
yes.
colors of stain.
Different colors of stain.
You can go with sort of a.
I don't know.
Orange or a black or brown?
My favorite. Well, my favorite has been any kind of dark woods. It's either pronounced Jacobim or I started saying Jacobim.
All right. It's
But it's my favorite mini wax stain.
It's a mini wax.
Mini wax stain. So there's the sanding.
Yeah,
and then
the primer.
You can get a stain that already kind of does that. Or depending what kind of look you're going for,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
like there's some things I don't like
it's
things
to look
really
like
clean.
Wood?
Yeah,
you like a rustic.
Yes, so you can get some crap wood.
Yeah,
and with your pine or whatever you're going to do with it.
Just a particle board.
And just a particle board.
Just a nice...
Don't stay in particle boards.
Don't listen
to Jack.
That could also be the theme of the show, especially when speculative. Jackie speculates about any number of things, including craft.
She's like, particle board then. And just a piece of paper, Jean? Just stay in this...
With this ream of paper, if you could just stay in this.
Where'd you guys get that thin wood? That's crazy.
It's made out of trees, right? You can stain something.
That is very fair. Very fair. It would also be very wet.
Super wet. That would never dry, possibly.
Never dry.
But it would ever stiffen up at all and stack it on top of itself.
Yeah.
No, so pine is what we're talking
about. Yeah, pine.
Just a basic.
It's basic and it's soft.
Okay.
And so if you're doing any kind of like, let me beat it. I mean, we've been looking for a lumber yard near us because I'm like, there's some pieces that I'm like, I just don't want to get IKEA pine.
Yeah.
Like there's some stuff that I'm like, let's make something that we actually keep forever.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, means something to us.
Mm-hmm.
But for all the other stuff and being renters, you're like, there's some stuff like, unless I know we're definitely buying this place.
Yeah.
Like...
Why fix it? When I used to rent, I would occasionally cut things on the counter by the sink instead of a cutting board.
Because you don't
and
care.
I was like, no, I rent. And then now we have our lovely, we have a tract house in Van Nuys. It looks like a house from the Monopoly board. And it is adorbs. All kinds of adorable.
I'm like, it's green and it doesn't have any doors or windows.
Yellow. It's yellow.
It's so cute.
It's super cute. And
it's adorable. I want one.
It's just a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, and 966 square foot house.
That's adorable.
On a big yard. Big yard.
See, but
orange tree.
That makes
orange tree.
What?
Lemon tree.
Trees in a yard.
Trees in a yard. A big space for a vegetable garden that we grow every year because we are at war.
Mm-hmm.
Victory Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Got to plant it.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I love tomatoes.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah. So it's a beautiful existence. Very grateful.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, got to use a cutting board.
And you do have to use a cutting board. I have.
Plus, I'm not an animal, so I should probably use a cutting board.
Yes, you should use a cutting board.
Yeah, at any time.
Two different cutting boards?
I have different cutting boards.
I have
the plastic one for the meats and such.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a wooden one for things that aren't meat.
Things that aren't meat.
That are sometimes I'm like, I'm going to use this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plastic and then two different cutting boards and one large one so I can do fancy, be like, cut it. And I'm also serving on it.
Right. My mother-in-law has like this giant, I don't know what kind of wood it is. It's not pine. It's a super heavy.
It's just a laminate particle board.
It's just it's paper that she stained.
Paper.
She stained it.
It's a notebook.
It's a notebook. That's what
it's a composition notebook
that just has a knot drawn in it.
Oh,
it looks like kind of wood. She just drew like a wooden tree knot in the middle.
She just wrote the word wood on it.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
You know, if they sold that at IKEA, I'd be like, this is so cool.
You're right.
And I would buy it.
You would buy it.
Because I am a fool.
Right.
They got me.
What about curtains? What do you know about curtains?
I started making my own curtains.
Oh, really? Do you have a sewing machine?
I don't have a sewing machine. A sewing machine is what I'm going to get for myself this year, because I realize where things are going, and I'm like,
right.
Clearly you're doing this pioneer thing, and
yes,
you're gonna
need
next. I'm gonna go blind,
right?
And start eating curing venison and really take it back to the old days.
Oh, fantastic!
I like that my reference for the old days was Mary Ingalls just now.
Right,
that's not what my people were doing.
No.
We had a very different time.
Yeah, it was a different time, sadly. that was a time that will never. It's
what did we start talking about just now?
Well, we were talking about sewing curtains.
Oh, sewing curtains.
There we go.
So I kept looking for the curtains that I wanted, and I realized that they were going to be very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm. What are the curtains that you wanted?
Well, I wanted different things for every window, but for upstairs, I was really looking for some the first iteration of the bedroom before I changed my mind about what it was going to look like. I wanted these really long, striped, vertical, black and white striped curtains.
Oh, wow.
And
what's the feng shui on that?
My first idea for the bedroom was like a glam Parisian, but like a glam Parisian art gallery. But it looked like it was very comfortable, but mm-hmm. like you knew someone had done like a lot of cocaine in there.
Excellent.
So like blacks and
bright
whites,
lights,
but then pops
city,
of colors,
but more Parisian
and like golds. And so I spent 2 months looking for the curtains,
mm-hmm.
and because the ones that I wanted were really expensive.
Yeah,
like
curtains,
because you got to go. You need like, well, I needed a 96 length.
Oh wow!
Because I'm also not an animal, and I don't hang my curtains from directly above the window. You got to raise the height,
right? You got to bring it to the ceiling.
You
got
to bring
right?
it to the
with
ceiling
with a curtain rod.
Yes,
I like a curtain rod.
I love a curtain rod.
Yeah,
and I love a double curtain rod.
Double curtain rod. So like a
layer of something of, a little
like
more
blackout?
Sheer,
or the sheer,
a sheer, and then a layer of thick, so you can open the other ones during the day and have something in the background, and you don't just have one. You know, I like options.
Yeah. What do you think of this? Here's what I want right now. We've lived in this house long time.
Yeah,
long time for us not to have curtains up in the kitchen. Long time. 13
years. Are you just being indecisive about the curtains, or
no? We don't do anything.
Okay.
Much like my father, I think to myself, who can I hire? And then not hire.
Jackie, no.
I know. So here's what's happened. Andy's like, we have to block the sun in some way. Has hung some shades.
Like Roman shades?
They are just rolling, bring them down, they stick. You know the thing? So they're not bad. They're better than, but the kitchen window is one big window.
Right.
And then there's a side window. And then there's a tiny window above the sink. Right?
Right. So you guys mm-hmm. need, and which is what I need, is specially sized curtains. So I had to buy my own fabric.
And then...
And if you don't want to use a sewing machine, what you're going to do is go to any crafting store online and get yourself some fusible hem.
Oh, fusible hem.
Fusible hem. And all you need is an iron and a wet cloth. And do some measuring.
Like sort of double stick tape, but for
it's
cloth.
Like it's yeah. And you put it on the back and you iron it. And here are your wonderful new curtains in the fabric that you wanted at the size that you want, just for you. No one else has them.
This right, and this two curtain rod business is kind of what I want in the kitchen, because I want, you know, that cute ruffle thing on mm-hmm. the top of mm-hmm. a kitchen.
A valance.
There we go. It's some sort of ruffle thing.
Yeah,
probably called a valance or a valance.
Yes,
and then I want long curtains.
Yeah,
so that we don't have to squint while we eat breakfast.
So double curtain rod.
Double curtain rod.
Double
and
curtain
then,
rod.
The valance or uh-huh. valance, uh-huh. and then a long curtain. So I think you're right though, because I was talking to a friend of mine who knows about. She knows about curtains.
She knows about curtains.
She said, yeah, that's expensive. And
it
so...
is. Far cheaper. Well, get the inside. You can buy a sheer
rods,
one.
Though.
Oh, but that's so easy.
That's easy.
It's very easy.
He said because it actually goes against a wall and then curves.
Oh.
Because the windows are essentially a whole corner of the room.
Okay.
So...
They sell those.
You can
find it.
Okay.
You can also do
probably more Home Depot than IKEA though.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. IKEA curtain rods are fantastic. IKEA curtain rods, they're very cheap. And I bought all sorts of other curtain rods and then got there and then I was like, well, these are like $4.99. What have I been doing? And they have other IKEA is interesting because they have other systems. So you can do the straight curtain rod, they have a double curtain rod. They have many sizes, or if you have something that needs to be a corner, what you can do is get the wire, and so it goes into the ceiling, and then the wire goes around, and you can place all of your pieces exactly where you need them, so it can
with
move.
Like hooks kind with, of thing.
It's like a hook and wire system, and then they go directly into the ceiling.
Shower curtain,
like that,
but better looking, obviously.
Better looking, and. If you got a room that doesn't allow for those, you know, for curtain rods or curved, then you can pretty much, you know, configure them any way you want to.
All right. IKEA curtain rods. This actually...
How's this going for you? I feel like we're solving things.
Well, that's the important thing, too, is for me. Because then what I can do is I can turn around and tell Andy, and he's willing to go to IKEA. And
you can get those online. You can get them on Amazon. It's just because we have odd spaces and odd corners and turns.
How
and
things are shaped are very
unique. It's not the same all the time. And so you got to figure out what works for your space. But
what do you do for flooring? What do you do? Do you do a rug situation? Do you have hardwood? What do you?
Man, we could talk about so much. We have another 15 minutes. We have hardwood floors.
Okay. Because old Brooklyn apartment building, right?
No, relatively new.
Oh.
Relatively new, like maybe about 10 or so years old. And we have a great situation. We have a duplex.
Okay.
And so two bathrooms.
Nice.
And an up and down and a backyard.
Oh, that's awesome.
And for Brooklyn, you're like, yes.
That's amazing.
This is the dream.
Right. It's like a real...
It's like it's coming home to like your little tiny house
where you can be peaceful.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is the biggest problem for me for New York.
Cuz we live in very noisy areas, and this is it's wonderful to be quiet.
Yeah.
Like when, you know,
which of the neighborhoods in Brooklyn do you live in?
We're in Bed-Stuy.
Bed-Stuy.
Mhm. We're about a block away from the park. Like we love our neighborhood. Very much.
It's
My
friend, I would occasionally house sit. I decided probably 20 years ago that I would only live in Manhattan with a doorman building, which means that I will not be living in New York.
I wouldn't go back.
You wouldn't go back to Manhattan?
I wouldn't go back. I grew up in Manhattan.
Did you grow up in Manhattan?
Yeah. I grew up in Chelsea.
In Chelsea, okay.
In the Chelsea Hotel. So
did you get to go in the locked... Isn't there a park that has a lock on it?
The roof?
No, it's...
The park. Gramercy?
Yeah, Gramercy. It's a John Wilkes Booth's brother.
No.
No?
No, I'm good.
Did you walk by that?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
Because
I spent all, till my mid-20s
down
in Manhattan, and I'm like, I'd considered moving back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. Why would I do that?
My friend Jenny, whose apartment that I would stay at, who had a doorman building, it was her grandmother's apartment. It was on 86th and Amsterdam.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And she just took the buyout.
Oh, yep.
Last year.
We took a buyout as well.
Yeah, and bought a place in the Bronx.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's a lot of that Bronx thing. Still couldn't convince me to do that.
Right. Well, and the weird thing is she owns a toy store on 84th in Amsterdam.
Really?
I would not have
moved. She has to travel every day?
Yeah.
No, I would not
a
have
A block
moved.
And a half.
No, get out of here.
She would walk to work every day. And now she has to take the 1 or the A or the whatever the hell that
whatever
is.
Goes.
Yeah, there, up and down on the
far.
West Side. Yeah, up another 40 blocks
I'm
or whatever.
I'm just going to keep saying no.
Exactly. And granted, she had a beautiful one-bedroom.
Does she love her new place?
She does love her new place. And so it's been worth it, and it is super quiet.
Okay.
But how loud is 86
How loud was that?
86 in Amsterdam.
What is
quiet.
It, joggers?
Joggers
so loud with their cement shoes.
Barty Greengrass keeping you down? What's going on?
The tap dance troupe? What was happening out there?
Is there some expensive
Hoofs,
fish that's holding
rides?
Your beds? Anyway.
But flooring.
Flooring. Talk to me about it. Yeah. What do you do?
This is the first year that I invested in good rugs.
Because I don't like shitty rugs.
I was like, we're going to spend some money. It does. And I think things have changed. I think I was fine before.
Yeah.
And it was okay to get a big rug from IKEA. And then I was like, no, you deserve a good rug.
you deserve
a beautiful wool
Take
rug.
A minute.
Take a minute.
Take a minute. Find
Live
it.
With hardwood
yeah.
for a while.
Save
and we
up.
Did. And we did.
Good.
And we saved up and...
Did you go with sort of a Turkish...
Yes.
Persian
I wanted,
kind of thing?
Yeah. Persian rugs and wool.
Did you go
one
dark
them,
or did you go light?
One of them is because there's a lot of lights, like cream things, but then a lot of dark woods.
Right.
And then we have a hunter green kind of accent wall.
Nice.
With a kind of gold pops. It feels like I didn't know that I was doing this, but everyone was like, this feels like we're like going glamping or something. Like, it's real cozy.
Yes.
But it's warm and woodsy.
Right.
So the dark one is like a lot of like pops of red and
excellent.
Pops of green and blue, but then there's a bit of cream in it. So much, much darker, and that's under the dining table, which is also dark wood.
A dark wood, yeah.
And then the couch area, we have a very large, like off-white kind of cream couch.
Yeah.
And a
ooh,
matching
gutsy
seat.
Stuff with a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But leather.
Okay. Oh, good.
So,
oh, so just, stays.
So he can fuck it up even more.
Exactly.
Which is
but he would fuck
so
it up.
So he can, because he can rip the shit out of
exactly,
that.
Exactly, because he's not declawed.
Yeah.
Probably.
No. And then that's our bigger rug.
And it's more cream colored?
It's more cream colored, but like creams, browns.
Okay.
Like some golds and reds. Ooh. And stuff. And it's warm.
Yes.
It's warm, but it's on the cool side of the room.
Excellent.
So, yeah. And rug placement, very important.
How so?
Do you put it, there are new rules about rug placement. So,
new rules?
It doesn't have to go necessarily under the legs of everything. So it goes under the legs of the couch,
mm-hmm.
but there's still room by the I guess the bigger chair that it just brushes up against the edge of that.
Okay, it doesn't have to go under the chair.
No.
Okay.
No.
What do we do? We do. It's under the. We have a coffee table.
Yes,
and then just
yeah, in the middle.
In the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's under that.
Mm-hmm.
We have this very nice. It's a very nice rug, but we've had it a little too long, and it was a little too bright.
Oh.
And it will not sustain.
Yeah.
And because we don't clean it often enough, and it's not. I think we have to start over with the rug.
This is the sad story I was going to tell you, but I understand.
Is it?
We didn't. Our rug was shedding too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're starting over.
Yeah, start over.
Start over on big rug.
Is it did you go with almost a room size rug, or did you go with? Okay, because we went with smaller area rug.
Yeah.
My grandmother had two amazing rugs that she bought.
Do you still? Does she have them? Do
no,
you?
My
have
siblings
them?
Got them. It's but my
we
grandfather.
Gotta go get those rugs.
I know. I'm a little jealous of the rugs, just because I love. Because when you're a kid, on a rug, and you're playing because it's an
kid
Oriental
laying
rug
on a rug.
Yeah, and you're
with all
following
the
maze. Yeah. So, but my grandfather, very funny. He spent $4,000 on each of these rugs in 1945.
That's some real ass shit. Right
That's some
there.
Serious cash.
That's very real.
One of the rugs didn't fit in one of the living rooms.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather, showing the genetics right away, lopped off a corner of the rug. You're like, hey, ding dong. Hey, Rockefeller. What are you thinking? And so my brother Russ got sort of the nicer of the two rugs. And then my sister Darla.
What happened to that piece of the rug?
I'm sure he threw it away like a monster. I have no idea. I never really met him. He died when I was very little. But my grandmother would show it to us and go, and just beat her up.
Just every couple of days, just walk into the room and look at
for
it and be
60
like,
60 years. What was he thinking, Tavi?
That.
What are you, nuts?
I can't believe
anyway,
I did that.
Yeah. So, but that, I mean, that's always been the rug that I wanted, but Andy thinks it's a little too dark for our house because there's not enough. The curtains are really dark. We have one red accent wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have these red curtains that desperately need to be replaced.
Yeah.
And
well, maybe it's just about replacing the curtains.
You know what? It might be, because then it would brighten the whole room up.
It would brighten the whole room up if you just opened up that space and kind of took down that, like, that red on red. And then we're like, let's let all the things live in the rug.
What do you think? Could we do this? Could we do...
A pattern?
Well, a pattern is fine. The fact is... The sun is so bright in Los Angeles.
Blackouts?
Yeah. Like, if we did half of it where... Because I like, if we had yellow curtains or something bright,
yeah,
it wouldn't stop the sun.
No.
But if it had this other side that was like a blackout
mm-hmm.
kind of thing on
so
one side.
So do you guys like to leave the curtains closed all day?
Yeah. Well, one side's open.
Okay.
And then, but the side that's on our computer side.
So they're going to be closed.
Yeah, are all closed. So, but I would love them to be bright. But you don't think it's tacky to do like a blackout side so that it would stop the sun from coming in?
No.
But it would still brighten up the room.
No, that's fine.
Right. It's our house.
It's your house. You're inside. You're right. Inside of it. Let it be pleasing to you from the inside that every time you look over there, you're like, I fucking love those curtains.
Yes.
That's what it should feel like.
All right.
It should be functional and you should be like, man.
Son of a...
Look at that choice that I made. What a good choice.
I am doing bright curtains with some sort of blackout sort of thing to... stop the sun on the other side.
It's going to be great. You're going to be so excited that you did that.
But so our neighbors will look and they'll see this.
I don't give a fuck about that.
Right. They're nice people.
But they'll be fine.
And they'll be
fine. But you're going to look and see like this. It's going to be like a great work of art.
Yes.
Like it should be art.
Okay.
All the time.
Yes.
For you. It's, right. it's enjoyable
something pleasing
for you.
Aesthetically. Yeah. For the inside of our brain boxes.
For you guys.
This is where we live.
Yeah.
I have to tell you something, Jane Dre. You've done vital work here.
I hope so.
you've freed me up.
This was good. I'm so glad IKEA got picked because it got into so many other wonderful
it's a,
things.
It's great. Now, what people should know, of course, is that it's at Jean Greasy
mm-hmm.
on Twitter. And Everything's Fine is coming out March 30th.
Me and Quelle have an album coming out March 30th. There is their videos are already out.
Videos are out.
We're in the future.
On the YouTube page?
We're in the future. Just look for them, you guys.
Just Google it. You can do it.
Just Google it.
Just Google Jean, G-R-A-E.
Yeah.
Jean Grey.
Look for it.
And Quelle. And it's, if you Google Everything's Fine, video, and then hit the video tab, you guys.
Yeah.
Let me talk you through this. No, you're doing great. Rangers, they got the chops.
Hit images and then search through all of the images for Everything's Fine until you get to page 37. When you get to page 37, there's
going
to be a cat.
Picture.
There's going to be a cat, a moving cat, and he's going to be like meowing, Everything's Fine, right meow. And then you click on that cat. Now what you're going to do is print up a picture of that cat. The instructions will be in visible ink. So I think you know where to get.
Lemon juice.
Get some lemon juice.
Reveal the ink.
And the URL will be right there.
Thank you so much for doing this program.
Thank you for having me.
And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?